For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. California plans to keep its mask rules in place for another month, delaying federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated people can safely go without face coverings. State health officials say they'll loosen mask rules June 15th when California plans to drop many of its pandemic restrictions. Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli says the delay will give local officials and businesses more time to prepare.
So it's in no way saying that the science or the direction by the CDC is wrong or there's a challenge to it. It's really just giving ourselves across the state some additional time to have it implemented.
Under the state's guidelines, masks are required indoors. Fully vaccinated people can skip face coverings outside, except at crowded events where social distancing isn't possible. A controlled burn targeting more than 100 overgrown acres is planned today near Lake Matthews. Area residents and motorists are advised not to be alarmed by the smoke. The Riverside County Fire Department says the burn is scheduled between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. within the Lake Matthews orchard plot. Officials say the operation will also help restore the habitat of the kangaroo rat and the burrowing owl. Scuba divers have launched a six-month program to go underwater 3 days a week, cleaning up Lake Tahoe. Cap Radio's Steve Milne reports.
The initial dive was on Friday and garnered about 200 pounds of garbage.
I honestly did not think that we would get as much trash.
Colin West is with Clean Up the Lake, the nonprofit group spearheading the project. He says based on all the expensive sunglasses and jewelry they're pulling up, there's a lot of accidental trash. But there's also intentional littering, things like beer bottles, aluminum cans, tires, and cinder blocks.
With more humans comes more trash, whether it's accidental or whether it's intentional. And so it's not really down to whose fault it is, but, you know, who's going to come together to make a difference and solve this pollution issue in the Tahoe Basin and our beautiful lake.
The cleanup effort will continue through November and could be the largest in Lake Tahoe's history. Money for the $250,000 project is coming from grants. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
The city of Fullerton has agreed to pay $350,000 and take back its accusations of criminal computer hacking to settle a lawsuit against two local bloggers. The Orange County Register says the agreement approved by the city council ends a contentious fight over freedom of speech. The suit accused the bloggers of stealing digital personnel files from a shared drive to which the city had mistakenly given them access. An attorney for the men says they're pleased with the settlement, but the litigation could have been avoided. The city says it acted in good faith when it filed the suit. California-based Rocket Lab says a launch of satellites from its facility in New Zealand has failed. A company statement says the problem occurred during ignition of the Electron rocket's second stage Saturday. The rocket was carrying two Earth observation satellites for the global monitoring company Black Sky. The company says the anomaly occurred after 17 successful orbital launches of the Electron launch vehicle. Rocket Lab says the rocket's first stage parachuted into the ocean, and crews were working to recover it. The company is trying to develop a capability to reuse first stages. Rocket Lab is headquartered in Long Beach, California. An arson suspect has been arrested in connection with the Los Angeles wildfire that forced evacuations in canyons where thick vegetation hasn't burned in more than 60 years. The cause of the fire in steep, inaccessible terrain near Topanga State Park had been deemed suspicious after officials discovered two ignition points about an hour apart. No buildings have been damaged and no injuries have been reported, but about 500 homes remain under threat. By Monday, the fire had charred a little over 2 square miles of brush and trees. There's no containment. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.